You are listening to Talking Images, the official podcast of ICMForum.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Adam, better known on the ICM Forum as Blocko. It's been a while since I last participated in a Talking Images episode, but I am excited to return because this time I will serve as the host. And I think this will be a very fun episode. Today we are going to have a movie trivia contest. I'll explain the rules in a moment, but first let's meet our contestants. Please introduce yourself briefly, beginning with Brett.
Hello everyone, this is Brett, better known as Fergan Aprito on the forum. And now I know how to properly pronounce Blocko because I have always called you Blocho in my head.
You're not alone in that, very common.
Yep, same here. And by the way, I'm Mathieu, or Teproc on the internet, so as with a French pronunciation.
Hi everyone, I'm Tom, or Film Banthe, as my username is on the ICM forum, and I'm looking forward to embarrassing myself in today's quiz.
Hi, I'm Sol, better known as Sol on the forum, and I guess I'm a bit nervous about tonight's episode. I think I'm going to have a few mental blackouts, but we'll see how we go.
Well, you know, I think this will be a friendly competition, and you won't be the one. I feel good knowing all the answers beforehand, so I don't have that anxiety, but I think you'll all be impressed by the extent of your movie knowledge. And I'm also glad pronunciation came up, because this one might be a minefield for me. A lot of these names that I'm going to mention of different actors and directors, I don't think I've ever actually heard anyone pronounce. I've just read the name, so we'll see how that goes. Anyway, here's how this contest will work. We will have five rounds of questions, each with a different topic, and each round will have eight questions for a total of 40 questions. Each time I ask a question, a different contestant will get the first chance to answer. If he cannot answer correctly, the other contestants will have a chance to steal that point. For example, if it's Brett's turn to answer first and he gets it wrong, then Mathieu will get a chance to steal, then Saul, and then Tom. I want to invite our audience to play along as you listen to this contest. You might want to see if you can get the answer to the question yourself and award yourself a point. And maybe at the end, figure out whether you have more points than our contestants. So let's get started. For the first round, our topic is the mystery topic. I haven't explained this topic to our contestants beforehand. The topic is the birth names of famous actors. For each question, I will give you the name a famous actor had at birth, and you will have to tell me what is the name that actor uses professionally. In some cases, the professional name is totally different from the birth name. In some cases, some elements of the birth name are also in the professional name. So we'll see how this goes.
Yeah, that's going to be impossible is how it's going to go, but yeah.
We'll see, we'll see. I think these are people maybe that sometimes you know the names, or you've heard that they changed their name. So for first question is going to start with Brett. And the birth name of this actress was Norma Jean Mortensen.
That would be Marilyn Monroe.
Correct point for Brett. Not that impossible, I guess.
Yeah, I guess that one was fine.
All right. Our second question, and we'll start with Mathieu here. This actor's birth name was Thomas Mapother IV. I don't know if that's how it's pronounced, but at least that's what it looks like to me.
Yeah, I think it's Tom Cruise.
Right? Beautifully done. All right, 2 for 2. Yes, that is Tom Cruise's full birth name. Cruise was his middle name. And I think I understand why I went with Cruise for professional reasons.
I think his brother is an actor and his name
is something. Cousin. William, I think it's Mapother. Mapother
makes more sense. Oh, so that's, and his cousin uses Mapother. Yeah, I mean, Cruise kind of fits more easily on the movie poster, so I get it. For third question, we'll start with Saul. And the birth name of this actress was Margarita Cansino.
Yeah, look, I have absolutely no idea. Because I'm trying to think of any Margarets. I can't even think of any Margarets. I'm going to pass on this one.
Fair enough. We go to Tom. Your chance to steal.
Okay, so I was quite confident that I knew the first two, and then this one came along and I haven't got a clue. So I'll just throw a complete guess out there. We've had Tom Cruise. Let's go for another Cruise. Let's try Penelope Cruz.
Hey, that's not bad. You know, both seem to be Spanish names, but it is not Penelope Cruz.
Okay.
Damn, that was my idea too.
Brett, you have an idea?
I think I know this one. Is it Rita Hayworth?
It is Rita Hayworth. Well done. Yes, the Rita in Margarita was focused on, and then instead of Cancino, Hayworth. This, of course, is a throwback to the golden age of the Hollywood studio system when so many actors changed their names. There was really an emphasis on having, I guess you would say, Anglo-sounding names and names that suggested other ethnicities were discouraged. And we'll see a couple more from the sort of golden age of the studio system. So for our fourth question, Tom gets the first shot at it. And the birth name of this actor was Alan Konigsberg.
So nothing is coming to mind immediately from that. Let me take a little moment to think. Complete and utter guess. I'm just going to pick an actor's name out of nowhere. Let's go with Gregory Peck. Why not?
You know, Gregory Peck does kind of sound like a made-up name, but that was his actual name, so it's not...
Really? Whoa.
Let's go to... Brett has the next chance.
I actually know this one, and it's funny because I went into this quiz thinking, yeah, I'm probably going to come last, but my heart is racing. I guess my competitive side is coming out, but I'm pretty sure that this is Woody Allen.
That is indeed Woody Allen, yes. In high school, he legally changed his name to Haywood Allen, which is still his legal name, and from Haywood, he got Woody. So that is correct. We're going to our next question. Mathieu has the first chance at this.
I think it's
Brett. This actor's birth name was Ramon Estevez.
Oh, this is Charlie Sheen.
It is not Charlie Sheen. A good guess, but we'll go to Mathieu.
Oh, so it's his brother. What's his name? I think. It's father. It's Martin Sheen?
Maybe? It is Martin Sheen, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. You were going to say Emilio Estevez, weren't you?
Yeah. Emilio Estevez. I couldn't think of his name, actually.
So Martin Sheen was born Ramon Estevez. I don't know if he changed his name for similar reasons as Rita Hayworth, but then his sons... One went with Estevez, and one went with Sheen. Martin Sheen born as Ramon Estevez. All right, our next question. Mathieu has the first chance. And the birth name of this actor is, I'm going to mess the pronunciation here, Chan Kong Sang.
Okay, so I have no idea, but I guess Bruce Lee seems like a likely answer.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad, but incorrect. We're on to Saul.
I think that's Jackie Chan.
That is Jackie Chan, correct. Mm. Yes, retained the Chan and added Jackie in place of Hong Sang. Well done. All right, next question. Saul gets the first chance at this one. This actor's birth name was Archibald Leach.
That's Cary Grant.
Yes, well done. I kind of like Archibald Leach. It sounds...
It is a great name.
Yeah, it sounds, I don't know. It sounds a bit, a bit fancy, I guess. But I kind of like it better than Cary Grant.
I think it's used in A Fish Called Wanda as one of the character names.
Is it?
Exactly what I was going to say. Yeah, John Cleese's character.
It does sound very British.
And as soon as you mentioned the category, I knew that was the one that was going to come up at some point.
That's what I should have made you down. Guess who would be the questions before I even named any of them for extra points. All right, we're on to our final question. Tom gets the first shot at it, and the birth name of this actor was Marion Morrison.
Yet again, another one that is just leaving me in the dark. I can't even think of a reasonable guess. I'm afraid I'm going to have to pass on this one. This is unfortunate because I knew quite a few of them, but they just... haven't landed in my favor in this round.
Oh, I'm sure they will in the next round. Brett, your chance.
So it's Marion or Mary Ann Morrison?
Marion, it's Marion. Good question.
Oh, that's John Wayne.
It is John Wayne, yes. This is another case where I think the birth name was pretty cool. But, you know, again, John Wayne fits easier on the poster. And I think he changed it pretty early in his career, sometime, you know, in the late 20s or early 30s when he was first breaking into movies. So that wraps up the first round. Our scores so far, Brett with 4 points, Matu with 2, Saul with 2, and Tom with 0, but you'll get them in the next round. I think that went pretty well. I think everyone doubted they would get any, but we got all of them between the four of us. So let's go to the next round here, and this will be our first audio round. So this round focuses on movie music. And for each clue, I will play a short clip from a song that was composed for a movie. And you will get 1 point if you identify the movie, and 1 point if you identify the composer, or in some cases, the person or band who is performing the music. If you get only the movie or the composer right and miss the other, then other contestants can steal the second point. Well, I think in most cases, I've picked pretty popular music, pretty popular songs, although there are a couple more obscure ones in there that I thought these contestants would still get based on their movie knowledge. All right. So once again, we're going to begin with Brett for the has the first chance at the first question, and I will go ahead and play it. What do you think, Brett? Do you know that song?
I know the song. It's Don't You Forget About Me. But I... Well, at least I know the song. I was worried this was going to be like musical scores with just instrumentals.
We'll get to those.
I don't know anything about them. Oh, goody. This is from the 80s, and I'm probably helping others think. It's from one of those classic teen movies, and I'm down to two choices. For who sings it and who
you're really
is in
building
it.
The drama. So well done.
I am. I'm stalling. Can you tell? So I'm gonna go with. I feel like it's Duran Duran, maybe, and I think it was played in Breakfast Club.
You are correct about the Breakfast Club, but not about the composer or band. Still, well done, and you also got the name of the song. Don't get a point for that, but you know, nicely done.
I'm okay with that.
So 1 point for Brett. Now, other contestants, you'll get a point if you can name the band who played it. And Mathieu, you have the first shot at it.
I have absolutely no idea. I didn't know it was made for the movie either. I don't know. It's incorrect, but I'm going to say Aha, which is definitely not right. But
no, it is not Aha. Although I do like saying Aha.
yes.
I have to admit, I think this is a one-hit wonder band. I don't know any of their other music. Saul, do you by any chance know the name of the band who wrote and performed this song?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the band is Simple Minds, because one just kept playing on all the like MTV stations on TV.
You are correct. Yes, the band was named Simple Minds. Well done. I personally can't name a single other song they did. I don't know if any of you can.
Definitely not.
No, but as soon as Saul said it, I recognized the name.
Makes sense. Let's go to our next question. For this one, Mathieu, you have the first chance of answering it. And here is the audio clip. Now, for this one, you can name either the woman in the movie who sang the song or the composer, and of course also the movie. So, Mathieu, any ideas?
Yeah, so I take the actress. It's Audrey Hepburn, definitely.
Correct.
Which movie is it? I know it's. I don't think it's Roman Holiday. It's another one of. I think it's one I haven't seen. I think it's Breakfast at Tiffany's, which I haven't seen, actually.
Well done. You got that both correct. Yes, that is the song Moon River from Breakfast at Tiffany's, sung by Audrey Hepburn and composed by Johnny Mercer. Nicely done. All right. So for our third question, Saul gets the first chance at it. You better shape up, 'cause I need a place. And my heart is set on you.
Okay, so that's Grease, sung by Olivia Newton-John. I don't know who composed it, but that's who was singing it.
Correct. Yes, that is the closing song, You're the One That I Want, from Grease. The singer in that section of the song is Olivia Newton-John, but of course it is a duet with Olivia Newton-John, John Travolta. And the composer is someone named John Farrar. Never heard of him before, but you know, let's give him credit. So well done, yeah. Saul. All right. We're going to our next question, and Tom has the first chance at this. And we're moving off of audio, lyrical songs just to instrumental tracks. But don't you worry, I think they're still very gettable. Any ideas, Tom?
The film is Chariots of Fire, and it is Vangelis.
Well done. Yes, Tom, you're on the board. That is, of course,
the famous
score from Chariots of Fire. We said pronunciation. I didn't know it was Vangelis. I thought it was Vangelis all these years. Good to know. The late Vangelis. So probably his most famous work, although he had a few great scores.
Yeah, there's another one that might come up, so I guess I won't say it.
All right, we're back to Brett with the first chance on our next audio clip, and here it is. Any ideas, Brett?
May I please hear that again?
You bet. It's so good we should hear it a lot of times.
It is good.
It sounds, I have no idea. It sounds probably something so obvious to others. It sounds 60s-ish.
Not bad. You know, I think it's one of those ones, if you haven't seen it, the movie, you might not.
Give a random guess. let's go with Sweet Charity. And the composer, we're going to say that it was, I don't even know name of composers from back then, so... A singer. I know it's not, but for the sake of it, let's do Elvis Presley.
Hey, I like that. Should have played an Elvis song. Incorrect on both counts, but I like the guess. Might as well toss it out there. Mathieu, do you know what movie is this from, or the composer?
I definitely know the song. I've heard it for sure. I've seen this film for sure. It sounds very James Bond, and I cannot get away from that. So I'm going to say that, even though I think it's wrong, but I'm going to say like Dr. No and John Barry.
You are correct about John Barry. Well done.
Oh, no. Oh, that's why it sounds James Bond. Okay.
But it is not Dr. No. So the movie point is still up for grabs, and it's in your hands now, Saul. Do you know the name of the movie?
So you said it's not Dr. No. Are you able to tell us whether it's a Bond film or not? Should I be guessing a Bond one, or should I be guessing a non-Bond one, or you're not allowed to say?
You know, I don't think I can make this any easier or more difficult. It's up to you.
He okay, can't tell you so, but I can tell you that my first thought was Bond, but I figured a Bond song would be so iconic that I would know it instantly, so I dismissed it. So
yeah, that's why I hesitated too. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, because it does sound like an action type of score, and I'm not really sure what action films John Barry did scores for beyond Bond films. And the shame of it is actually over the last 12 months, I've actually watched the entire Bond series. We're doing an upcoming podcast on it.
When
you watch them all in like such close synchrony or whatever to each other, you know, they just like all the music or whatever, unless it's very iconic, like You Only Live Twice or whatever, unless it's really iconic like that, you don't really like work out, you know, where the score's from. So I really don't know. I guess I'll just go with From Russia With Love, just taking the next pick.
Oh, that From Russia With Love does have a great title theme song, but it is not this one. So Tom, you know what movie this song is from.
I would love to say that I know it, but I haven't got a clue. I will just follow the crowd, and I'm going to take a punt and say Moonraker.
It is not Moonraker. So,
is it Goldfinger?
Everyone had a chance. It is on Her Majesty's Secret Service. Oh. And I think this is...
It's the title song or just what part of the soundtrack?
I don't think it's the like the opening credit song. I think it's just part of the soundtrack. It's like the action theme. But, you know, this was, I think, probably the Bond movie that got the highest praise for its music. It's certainly my favorite Bond track. And I'm convinced, actually, if any of you know the famous White Stripes song, Seven Nation Army, I'm convinced that, that they kind of stole some of the riff from this song. I've had trouble convincing people of that, but if any of you ever get a chance, please play the songs back to back and let me know if you think there's a similarity.
I'm sure there's a YouTube video about it somewhere.
Someone else in the world has been down this conspiracy track. All right, we're going to go to our next song, and let's see, I think we're up to Mathieu having the first opportunity.
Wow, this does not even sound particularly familiar. Sounds like a boring Oscar prestige picture from the 80s. So that's my guess. Presumably, I've seen Out of Africa, but do I remember the music? No. So I'm going to say it's Out of Africa. And I think that's John Barry too, so that's my guess.
It is neither Out of Africa nor John Barry. So we're going to go to Saul for next chance.
Thank you so much, Mathieu, for making that guess, because that was going to be my guess, because I've got John Barry in my mind, obviously, after the last one. So, Blogger, can we hear that again?
You bet.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like it's from an Oscar-y film. I just can't put my finger on it at the moment. Very tempted to go with John Barry's other Oscar win from the same era, but I don't know if it's very likely that would actually get two composers picked right next to each other.
I mean, let me point out, pointed out that it's not John Barry.
Okay, I'm not going to guess Dances with Wolves then. I'm not allowed to hear it a third time.
Yeah, that would make sense too.
That's a great score, by the way.
I actually like Dances with Wolves. I just can't remember the music offhand. Yeah, it's like something like sort of like it sounds like romantic, the music. So I'm just like putting like thinking out loud, which is obviously why, you know, Out of Africa came to mind. But I'm also thinking, you know, it'd be like Merchant Ivory or whatever, but I don't remember the music to it or whatever. So I mean, I guess I could guess Richard Robbins, A Room with a View, but it's probably not.
Fair enough. No, it is not that. So we're up to Tom.
Okay, so it's the kind of music that for me is conjuring up imagery of big palaces, lots of royals, things like that. Along the same lines, kind of like a prestige picture. So I'm just going to take a complete stab in the dark, and I'm going to say potentially something like Shakespeare in Love. And I've got no idea who composed the music for that, and I'm not really up to speed in terms of composers, so I'm probably going to say an answer that is really stupid and amuses anyone, but hey, it's a guess, it's better than nothing, and I'm going to say Thomas Newman.
Oh,
that's not a bad guess.
He composed Shakespeare in Love, but in any case, it's neither Newman nor Shakespeare in Love.
Okay.
I'm enjoying these guesses. Brett, let's see if you can rescue this.
Yeah, don't pin all your hopes on me. Similar to Tom, I get the sense of like classical romance, you know, royalty stuff. I feel like the song, the next bits of the song would be super obvious and we would all know it just the way that it was building. I feel like I know the song and it's going to be an earworm for a while. But yeah, I'm clueless. So let's go The English Patient. And I don't even know who composed it. So the only composer I can think of is John Williams. And we're going to go with John Williams.
Is neither John Williams nor The English Patient. So, you know, Adam H., who's not here, he helped me prep and review some of these questions. And this is one where when I told him what it was a real head slapper for him, because although this is probably our most obscure movie, it is one that is particularly popular on the forum. So this is the great French composer Georges Delerue, and the name of the movie is Rapture, which is definitely has a lot of fans on the forum.
Yeah, that is right.
Including Tom. Yeah, Tom is like the biggest Rapture fan. Sold to.
Oh dear. Oh my God. Yeah. I should know that.
At least I haven't seen it. That's my defense.
Fair enough. If you haven't seen it, then it's tough. But it is a great score. All right. We're going up to our next question. Saul has the first chance at it. And here's the music. You think so?
I don't know. I'm sort of getting a bit of an action-y vibe from it, but possibly not. It's got a mix of musical instruments in there. I've definitely heard it before, but obviously can't put my finger on it. I'm thinking possibly 70s, but not sure. Are you able to replay it? Yeah, it's one that I feel I should know, but it's nothing's really popping to mind at the moment. So I guess if I'm going to try and take a stab at it using a well-known composer that you haven't gone for yet, I guess I'd say Jerry Goldsmith, but I have no idea what film that would be for. Yeah, okay, let's lock in Jerry Goldsmith with no film.
Fair enough. Not Jerry Goldsmith, though. Tom, do you have any ideas?
I do, because this is one of my favorite scores to one of my favorite films. Mm-hmm. I've actually seen the composer in question a few years back, and it was one of the most incredible evenings I've ever had. So it is, of course, Ennio Morricone with Once Upon a Time in the West.
Correct. Yep. Yes, maybe my favorite Morricone score, although there's tons of competition for that. So we're up to our final question of this round. Tom, you get the first shot at it. And here is the music. What do you think, Tom?
Okay, so I know it's Psycho, but I'm struggling to think of the composer. I can't quite put my finger on the name, and I feel like it's going to be something that makes me kick myself as soon as I hear it. So I'll go with Psycho and take a stab in the dark. Is it Jerry Goldsmith?
It is not Jerry Goldsmith. I feel like we owe him something after seeing Jerry Goldsmith. But it's not Jerry Goldsmith. Brett, you want to steal this point?
Cool. I have no idea who Jerry Goldsmith is.
Yeah.
My apologies.
He's a film composer.
He did Planet of the Apes, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, Planet of the Apes is like the most famous one, but he did a bunch.
Oh, okay. It was getting Hitchcock vibes from it, so I'm glad that it's confirmed Hitchcock, because my other choice is like something 90s-ish. I don't know any other composer, but I know this composer did do some work in the 60s, so Henry Mancini?
Oh, not Henry Mancini. Mathieu, do you know the composer?
Yes, I do. He's like maybe my second favorite movie composer after Morricone, and that would be Bernard Herrmann.
That is correct. Yes, it was Bernard Herrmann. So that concludes this round. Well done, everyone. I'll give you the standings. Mathieu leads with 6 points. Brett and Tom both have 5, and Saul has 4, so it's still very much anyone's game. And we will return later to another audio round. But for our third round, we are going back to actors.
And if I can just add just quickly, if you guys are interested in movie scores, you should really listen to a podcast called Settling the Score. It's made by 2 film composers like working today in Hollywood. It's really good. Like they go really in depth analyzing film scores.
If you're just recommending another podcast, I feel like they have to recommend us. I don't know, the ethics of podcast recommendation on podcasts.
Yeah, we can edit this out and threaten them. I don't know.
Make them a good offer, you know.
One they can't refuse, perhaps.
All right. So we're going to go to our third round. We're returning to actors. In this round, I will give you the titles of three movies, and you have to name the actor who appeared in all three. And once again, we are going to start with Brett has the first shot, and here are our three titles. The Night of the Iguana, The Spy Who Came in from the Cold, Where Eagles Dare. Brett, do you know which actor appeared in all three of these movies?
No. Sorry, it was Night of the Iguanas, Where Eagles Dare, and what's the third one?
The Spy Who Came in from the Cold. All the names are in the chat, so if you want to glance at
them. Right, sorry, I keep forgetting to go back and forth between those. I've heard of all three. I know the basic plot of all three. And I've read the play, Night of the Iguana. I'm sure it's the male lead, because Night of the Iguana is a mostly female cast. And the male lead, I'm pretty sure, is also in the other two. I keep thinking Paul Newman, but I don't think Paul Newman is in the other ones. I don't know why I'm talking out loud. I know I could be giving points to the people, and I'm okay with that. I'm not going to win this in the first place. Burt Lancaster?
It is not Burt Lancaster. This is definitely difficult to get if you haven't seen any of these three movies. But we'll go to Mathieu. Do you know which actor appeared in all three movies?
All right, so I've seen Where Eagles Dare, which I didn't love. So it's one of those burly Hollywood actors from that time. it's like, I'm going to say Lee Marvin.
All right.
That sounds right. I don't remember if he's even in Where Eagles Dare. But.
No, he's not in any of these movies, although I think he fits the burly actor paradigm.
Yes.
We go now to Saul.
Okay, awesome. This is my chance to get off the bottom of the leaderboard because the actor is Richard Burton and I've seen all three movies.
Correct. And I wonder, Brett, if you said Burt Lancaster because you thought of the Burt and Burton and just moved to a different actor.
Yeah, it's definitely what I was thinking, even though I know they're two totally different people.
I was thinking, I don't think Burt Lancaster is in that.
I also know why you're thinking of Paul Newman, because The Night of the Iguana is based on a Tennessee Williams play, and Paul Newman was in a few Tennessee Williams adaptations.
He was, yeah. I was grasping at straws there.
All right. We're going to our second question. Mathieu, you get the first chance at it. And the three movies here are Super Cop, Tomorrow Never Dies, and Everything Everywhere All at Once.
So that's Michelle Yeoh, pretty sure.
Correct. And I think that's her pronunciation as well. But again, that's the first time I've ever heard anyone besides me say that name.
I think that's how it's pronounced. Yeah, I'm not sure.
It is. You should have seen it win the Oscar.
Right.
So for this next one, this is definitely going to challenge the pronunciation. I'll go with sometimes I'll give you both the French and Italian pronunciation, then I'll try the English translation. So the first movie here is Elevator to the Gallows. Won't give you the French title for that. The second
is, I can if you want, but...
The second is La Notte, I think, in Italian, or in English, The Night. And the third in French would be Jules et Jim, and in English, Jules and Jim.
Because I'm just going to annoy the French pronunciation police even more, because I think you pronounce it Jean Moreau, but I'm not sure how you pronounce her name.
No, that's right. That's right.
The pronunciation police approves.
Please correct. Also,
I approve. That is correct. It is Jean Moreau. Well done. For our next question, Tom gets the first chance at this. And here are the three movies. Although, I mean, I kind of hedged at this one. It's kind of five movies because the first one is The Human Condition trilogy. The second is Samurai Rebellion. And the third is Kagamusha. And I'm not, you know, Japanese pronunciation, that's a whole other kettle of fish, but that's my best try at that, Kagamusha.
Okay, so I'm hoping that I've got this right. Is it Toshiro Mifune?
It is not Toshiro Mifune. Brett, do you have an idea?
That was my idea. And I'm glad that Tom was pronouncing it the same way that I was in my head.
You want to take a guess, or you want to go with Toshiro Mifune again in case I was lying to Tom?
No, I trust you wouldn't be that cruel. Even though you are American.
That wasn't called for.
That can be edited out.
This podcast is taking an interesting turn.
I think it's the older gentleman who appears in a lot of Japanese films in the era who is the star of Ikiru. And I'm trying to recall his name, and it's not coming to me, so I will have to pass.
Fair enough. We go to Mathieu.
Yeah, I was hoping one of them would get it because I know this actor. He's a great, great actor. He's not Takashi Shimura, who you were thinking of, Brett.
Thank you.
He's another one, because Takashi Shimura is not in Kagemusha. But I cannot think of his name. I see his face of Seppuku, right, also.
Saul, can you rescue this question?
Okay, so we've already said that it's not Toshiro Mifune, so I'm going to go with the other star of Yojimbo, which is, I don't know if I pronounced the name correctly, Tatsuya Nakide.
Yes, yes, that's
face,
him.
Face of a novel.
Yes, it's him.
I don't know.
Yes, you're correct. It is Tatsuya Nakadai, who is still living, 90 years old. You brought in another movie who was in Yojimbo, where he actually had only sort of a bit role, but he is the star of the Human Condition trilogy, Samurai Rebellion, and Kagemusha, or maybe Kajimusha, as Sol suggested.
We need the Japanese
pronunciation to swoop in here.
He's the villain in Yojimbo, I think.
He's like the second.
Yes, he's the guy who chooses. Like, he brings a gun to a knife fight.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's not cool.
That's right.
I thought it was like the second most screen time in Yojimbo. I mean, I haven't seen it recently, but I seem to recall maybe just because he's got such charisma there. Yeah, no, I thought he had a really large pop. Maybe it was a bit past. I don't know.
All right, we're going back to Brett, who has the first chance at this next question. And the three movies here are Stage Door, Woman of the Year, and The Lion in Winter.
It's one of... Katharine Hepburn.
Well done. It sounded like you weren't going to get that.
Well, my second guess was going to be Spencer Tracy, because they're both in the second film together, and the third film.
True.
Well, no, he was dead by the third
film.
Not
the third film.
Okay, because I couldn't remember if Stage Door was him or her, so I was getting confused.
Yep. Third film, who was the male lead in The Lion and Winter? Was it Peter O'Toole?
Yeah, Peter O'Toole.
And Stage Door didn't really have any male leads. I think it was the almost entirely female cast. No, there was one love interest, I think. I can't remember. All right, so for our next question, Mathieu has the first shot at it, and the three movies here are The Easy Life, or as it was known in Italian, Il Sorpasso, A Man and a Woman, and The Great Silence.
Right, so we won't have to hear about the police for this one. Jean-Louis Trintignant.
Indeed, it is Jean-Louis Trintignant. Well done. And we're going to our next question. Sol has the first shot at this one. And the three movies are Gangs of New York, The A-Team, and The Gray.
I was just going to say, I haven't seen The A-Team, so I'm not sure who's in it. I know who stars in The Gray, and I'm hoping it was also in Gangs of New York, because I haven't seen it since it came out in theaters. So I'm going to go with Liam Neeson.
You are correct. Yes, he had a not very large role in Gangs of New York as the father of Leonardo DiCaprio, but he is the star of The A-Team and The Gray. By the way, I have a weird affection for The A-Team that I think very few other people share, but one of my favorite action movies of the 2010s. So we're up to our final question of this round. Tom, you get the first shot at it. We mentioned an offer you can't refuse earlier. So our first movie here is The Godfather, then Father of the Bride, and finally The First Wives Club.
This is typical, isn't it? I knew the answers to the last three straight off the bat. This one is leaving me stumped a bit. I've only seen The Godfather, so I don't really know who
a lot of actors to choose there.
Yeah. Trying to think, Father of the Bride or The First Wives Club. I literally have no idea who could be in those films. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that it wasn't going to be Marlon Brando.
Saul, you're just giving away points here. He was definitely going to guess Marlon Brando.
I think I'd know if he was in Father the Bride. I think I'd have probably seen it. I might just be talking utter rubbish now. It might be him, but yeah. Yeah, I'm really struggling to come up with a guess here. I know it's probably completely wrong, but I'm just going to say Al Pacino. Who knows? Maybe he appeared for a bit in those films. Let's find out.
It is not Al Pacino. Brett, you have a chance here.
I think I know this one, even though I haven't seen any of those movies. I am assuming that the order you're giving them in is chronological.
Yes, for all of these, it's been chronological.
Great. So it's the remake of Father of the Bride, not the original.
Yes, the remake.
So I think it's Diane Keaton.
It is. And I can't believe you got that without seeing any of these movies. How did you do that? Also, I can't believe you haven't seen The Godfather.
Yeah, I'm not a crime violence person. I'll see it eventually. It just doesn't speak to me. But I know she's one of the few female roles. And I know First Wives Club, it's Diane Keaton, Goldie Hawn, and Bette Midler. And so I knew I had to guess which one of those would maybe be, I'm assuming she's the mother of the bride in Father of the Bride.
I haven't seen that one, but yeah, I put in First Wives Club as a clue that this was going to be a female actor, and there's only really one major one in The Godfather.
I'd say two. I mean, Talia Shire, but
no, that's fair. I'm being unfair.
Yeah, I knew it wasn't Talia Shire though in First Wives Club.
Well, that's a huge get given you haven't seen any of these movies, and please see The Godfather at some point.
I have to steel myself for it. I know I've had this conversation on the forum before, but I just have to be ready for it and not like that's also why I don't do horror, but that's a whole different podcast.
Indeed it is. So that wraps up the third round. I'll give our scores. Currently tied for the lead with 8 points are Mathieu and Saul. Brett is right behind with 7 and Tom has 5. So for our fourth round, we are going back to audio clips. These audio clips will be little snippets of dialogue, although I say dialogue, it will really only be one person speaking. And you will get 1 point if you can identify the actor, and 1 point if you identify the movie. And if you get only the actor or the movie right and miss the other, then other contestants can steal the second point. We are going to begin again with Brett has the first shot at the first question, and I will play the audio clip. And again, if anyone needs it to be played a second time, just let me know. Here's the clip.
No right to call me a murderer. You have a right to kill me. You have a right to do that, but you have no right to judge me.
Any thoughts, Brett?
No. This is clearly a crime fiction film, which is not my genre. The voice kind of sounds like a bad impression of Donald Trump.
Oh, wow. Never thought of that before. Take a guess or move on.
Let's hear it one more time for posterity's sake.
No right to call me a murderer. You have a right to kill me. You have a right to do that. But you have no right to judge me.
Okay, just because I think it would be funny, given the conversation that we just had, I'm going to say Marlon Brando in The Godfather.
Whoa! It is Marlon Brando, but it is not The Godfather. But good get.
I'll take
Marlon
it. Brando, I will take it.
Who I didn't know until now apparently sounds like a bad Donald Trump.
Just in that clip and just the audio. And the second time around, I could hear it. It's clearly Marlon Brando. But the first one, it just the poor audio quality, I think, was what made me think of it.
Mathieu, do you know the name of the movie this is from?
I don't. I did recognize Marlon Brando, but I don't know what movie it is. So he murdered someone in it, presumably. Maybe it's On the Waterfront.
Is not On the Waterfront. I don't think he kills anyone in On the Waterfront.
No, maybe not, right? But he's, yeah, actually, that's wrong. Yeah.
Saul, any thoughts?
Yeah, look, it sounds like an older Brando rather than the younger On the Waterfront type Brando. So I'm thinking Godfather era, so I'm going to go with Apocalypse Now.
Well done. And you're right, it does sound like an older Brando, doesn't it? Yes, that is Marlon Brando as Colonel Kurtz in Apocalypse Now during his endless monologues to Martin Sheen, or as other people know him, Ramon Estevez. let's go to our next audio clip. Mathieu has the first shot at this one.
There you are. I've always depended on the kindness of strangers.
Mathieu?
Well, we're back to a Brando vehicle, since this is in a streetcar named Desire, and it's... I'm not blanking on her name. Come on. Vivien Leigh.
It is. Yes, that is Vivien Leigh with the famous, I believe, the final line in A Streetcar Named Desire. Well done. All right. Saul, you get the first shot at the next one. Here is the clip.
Your vest. Losers always whine about their vest.
Saul?
Oh, it's definitely Sean Connery, and I'm thinking The Untouchables.
It is Sean Connery, but it is not The Untouchables. Tom, can you name the movie?
Can we have that clip once more, please?
You bet.
Your vest. Losers always whine about their vest.
That unmistakable Scottish brogue, but what movie is it from?
I have not got a clue. I'm going to go for something... completely out there. Maybe it's The Avengers, that terrible film with Sean Connery.
I haven't seen that one. it is not The Avengers. So Saul has 1 point for Sean Connery. Brett, can you now pick up the second one by naming the movie?
It's a movie where he's set up for like a mentor role, I think. But I can't think of any movies where he's played a mentor, except where he's also the lover. And it doesn't feel like that kind of vibe from the clip. So I'm going to go with The Hunt for Red October.
Not The Hunt for Red October. We'll get to mentor movies. I can name some of those. But Mathieu, let's see. You have the final chance of getting the movie right.
Yeah, I'm hesitating between two. There's one where he's both a mentor and a lover. That's Entrapment. And that's what I'm going to say. Yeah, I'll go with Entrapment.
I kind of like Entrapment. It is not Entrapment. The name of the movie here is The Rock.
Yeah, I was hesitating with that one, which I haven't seen.
That was so. your other thought, The Entrapment, Entrapment of The Rock? Yeah. Oh, tough block. All right, so we'll go to our next question. And Tom, you get the first shot at this one. And here is the clip.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
That's just left me stumped. I've got no idea about this one. I feel like it's something I should know. Could you play it one more time for me, please, just in case?
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Any thoughts?
Yeah, I've got no idea, and it sounds like a relatively old film. I can't even think of who it could be, so I'm going to have to pass on this one, sadly.
Fair enough. Brett?
If I didn't know this, I'd have to return my gay card.
Yeah, exactly.
It's Betty Davis from All About Eve.
Correct. That is the famous Betty Davis line from All About Eve. All right, so...
I was thinking there's no way Brett doesn't get that.
Thank you for the confidence.
Well, we'll see if the same thing works in this movie. Brett, you have the first shot at our next clip.
Uh-oh, that might come back to haunt me.
This is murder! Murder! You'll all be guilty! And you're doing it for nothing! Killing me won't bring back your goddamn honey!
Killing you won't bring back yours. I don't think I've seen this. That feels like a scene I should remember if I've seen this film. But I feel like it's an older film, something about mob justice or revenge. And the only mob justice film I can think of off the top of my head is the Western, and it's not that one.
Hmm.
Murder, murder. I don't even have... Okay, I'm just going to see something. Let's go with... what do they murder people in? Goodfellas.
I don't know the end of one.
He didn't name the actor, too. So who's in Goodfellas? Joe Pesci.
It is not Joe Pesci, and it is not Goodfellas. Some of your sort of mind palace there was very interesting. I'll come back to that. Mathieu, do you have any ideas?
So the honey threw me off, but then I remembered, I think it's The Wicker Man, and it's probably the original, so Donald Sutherland.
You know, I'm going to give you the point here for the Wicker Man, but it is not Donald Sutherland.
Oh, it's the remake. Oh.
Oh, any ideas? Can you name the actor?
Yeah, well, it's definitely not Edward Woodward, and there was no honey in the original, so I'm going to say it's Nicolas Cage, even though I haven't seen the remake and I've got no desire to.
First of all, you should. Everyone should see the remake. It's amazing. And of course, if this was my quiz, I was going to put in Nicolas Cage at some point. So yes, you're correct. It is Nicolas Cage. It is the remake of The Wicker Man. And it's interesting, Brett, that you brought up Mob Justice, because of course that does figure into the movie. All right. So who are we up to? I think, Mathieu, you have the first shot at the next clip.
Right, so it's Lauren Bacall, that's for sure. It's in a noir with Bogart. Takes place in Martinique.
Wow.
What's the name of the movie? I don't remember the name of the movie. I think, maybe. Yeah, I just don't have the name of the movie. I'm going to say To Have and Have Not is like a name of a movie of that time, I think.
Well done, yes. You surrounded that one.
Is that?
You had the actors, the setting. It is Lauren Bacall. It is To Have and Have Not. Well done, yes, that famous Bacall voice. So for our next one, Saul, you get the first shot at it. And here's the dialogue.
You see, in this world, there's two kinds of people, my friend. Those with loaded guns and those who dig. You dig.
I don't get what he's saying at the end. Those who dig, I guess you can only love tell me, not allow to tell me what
he's saying at the end. He's saying those who dig and you dig.
Oh, you dig. Oh, thinking it could be because I know Adam is obsessed with Westerns. It could be The Good, the Bad and the Ugly. But if it is, I'd have no idea which character was saying it. So, Eli Wallach? I don't know.
You are correct about the movie, and I like your insight into my preferences, but wrong about the actor. Tom, do you know which actor told the other actor to dig?
I don't, unfortunately, so I'm going to have to try and figure it out. The Good, the Bad, the Ugly is actually my least favorite of that trilogy. I've only seen it once, and it didn't really do that much for me.
That's your least
favorite?
Wow.
Yeah, it's my least favorite, yeah. For a few dollars more is the best, in my opinion. But again, that's another podcast. And again, I'm also frustrated that I didn't get the Nicolas Cage question, because I knew that I had the displeasure of seeing the film in the cinema, which was a good time, but... yeah, for all the wrong reasons.
Just end it there. It's a good time. Everyone should see it.
Not the bees. Not the bees.
No. Do you have a guess at the actor here?
I can't think of the names of anyone else in it other than Clint Eastwood, but I'm pretty sure it's not him, but I'm just going to have to guess for that. Clint Eastwood?
Clint Eastwood is correct. Yes.
Yes,
it is results. Clint Eastwood. That is Clint Eastwood talking to Eli Wallach in The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. All right, we have one more question in this round. Tom, you get the first shot at it, and here's the audio.
Yeah. You know something? Hey, you can send me anywhere. Here, there, this, that. It don't matter. There's nothing you can do to me that Castro has not already done.
I feel like I should know this one. I know I'm not going to get this right. I'm just going to take... stab in the dark and say it's Joe Pesci. And I think Brett may have guessed this earlier, so I'm just going to say Goodfellas, Joe Pesci. Maybe it's right this time.
Yeah, we got Pesci and Goodfellas on our mind. Neither one, though. So, Brett, do you know the actor or the movie?
I don't, but I'm going to take a guess. I can't tell if he's saying Costa or Casa at the end, but I'm going to guess Al Pacino in The Godfather Part 2.
You are correct about Al Pacino, but incorrect about the movie. I'm happy to clarify what he's saying, if it's unclear. He's saying, you can't do anything to me that Castro has not already done. So, Mathieu.
It doesn't help.
Mathieu, do you know the name of the movie?
It does help me, but I did get it the first time. It's Scarface, I'm guessing?
Yes, indeed. This is Tony Montana, fresh out of Cuba, saying to Immigration Service, you can't do anything to me that Fidel Castro has not already done. It's more complicated because he has a preposterous accent. So, Brett, you have my admiration for forgetting that it was Al Pacino. I'm unsure exactly how bad that accent is, but it certainly doesn't sound good to me.
If it's supposed to be a Cuban Spanish accent, it's not it.
I have a couple of Cuban friends. I have to ask them at some point what they think of that. All right, so that wraps up our fourth round. Our standings: Mathieu leads with 14. Saul leads with Saul is second with 12. Brett has 11, and Tom has 6. Tom, you're not out of it. If you run this entire next category, you will be the champion. So our final category is directors. And for this, we're changing the format a little bit. In this case, I will give you the name of a director, and you will have to name as many movies made by that director as possible, and you will take turns doing so. For example, Brett might start by naming one movie, then Mathieu another, then Saul another, then Tom a fourth, then back to Brett, and we'll keep going until a contestant can't provide a correct answer. And that person will then drop out. And the person who names the most movies will win the point. Let me be clear here that only feature films will be counted as correct. So no shorts or music videos or TV episodes. And only movies that the person has directed. So it doesn't count if the person worked on the movie only as a screenwriter or an editor or anything like that.
Sorry, can I just clarify, do TV movies count or not?
Good question. Let's count TV movies.
And documentaries?
Yep, documentaries, certainly.
And just my other question is, it is possible for this to end at a tie. If there are no films left, we name them all and two people are still left, right?
Correct. Or if everyone gets an incorrect answer at the same round, in which case I'll split the point.
Okay.
Okay, so our first director is Luis Buñuel. Again, you know, the Spanish pronunciation police can come to me for that. So all you have to do is name a movie directed by Luis Buñuel, and we'll begin with Brett.
Robinson Crusoe.
Oh, well, you're going
starting with that.
You are. I respect that. Next up, Mathieu.
The discreet charm of the bourgeoisie.
Correct, yes. Next up, Saul.
Belle de Jour.
Correct. Tom?
That Obscure Object of Desire.
All right. Not such an obscure movie, though. Correct. Back to Brett.
Viridiana.
Yes. Mathieu.
Tristana.
Yes. Saul.
The Exterminating Angel.
Correct. Tom?
Did he direct one called Al? Just E-Al.
Yes, he did. Very brief title. Brett.
Los Olvidados.
Los Olvidados, The Forgotten Ones, a great movie. Mathieu.
L'Âge d'Or. The Golden Age.
Yes, right. I haven't seen that one. I think that was his first feature-length movie.
Yes.
Saul.
Diary of a Chambermaid.
Correct. Tom.
I believe this one of the titles for it is White Trash. Now, I'm saying this because when we did the... I'm working through a list of films based on Ferg's project that he's working on, and I feel like one of the films by Buñuel in the Mexican list is also known as White Trash.
I don't know of... Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. As the host, I feel like I can look these things up. Yes. I hadn't heard, but...
It might be something for Los Olvidados.
Yeah, so White Trash is actually correct. So the name in Spanish was La Joven or The Young One, but it was released in the United States as White Trash. I had not heard of that one. Well done. Are we up to Brett?
We are. And I can't keep track. I should have written these down as people were saying them.
Or if you get one that someone else's named, you can you know, get a shot at going with, you know, I expect you remember everything everyone else has said.
Yeah, but I expect that of myself. I can't think of anything except for this, and I don't think it's long enough to qualify, but I will just go with Las Horas. Also known in English as Our Daily Bread.
It is not long enough to qualify. I think that one is less than 30 minutes, so it counts as a short. So Brett is out, and we're moving on to Mathieu.
Well, thanks, Brett, because I was about to say that one. So Simon of the Desert.
That one is long enough. It's, I think, 43 minutes, which is feature length, according at least to forum standards. So we'll count that. Saul?
So I'm going to go with one that people complain about not doing well on the 954 poll, which is Illusion Travels by Streetcar.
Wow. I mean, super obscure. Never heard of that one. Maybe not obscure to others. But yes, that is correct. Tom?
I think I'm all out. We've already said Viridiana, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm done. Good luck, guys.
So Brett and Tom are out. It's down to Mathieu and Saul. Mathieu, can you name another Luis Buñuel movie?
I don't think so. I think there's another L one, L something. I cannot think of it right now. I'm out.
Saul, can you name another Luis Buñuel movie?
Yeah, if I can pronounce it correctly, there's The Criminal Life of Archibald Cruz. I don't know if I need to be able to pronounce it correctly for it to be... Is that acceptable?
I will give you that one. Yes, in Spanish it was Ensayo de un Crimen, or in English it was released as The Criminal Life of Archibaldo de la Cruz. So Saul, you get the point. I gotta say, for all four of you, that was super, super impressive. I mean, I think we all know Buñuel, but to think up all these names and movies on the spot, very well done. All right, so we're going to go to our next director, and Mathieu will start us off. And this director is John Carpenter.
Okay, The Thing.
The Thing, correct. Saul?
Okay, I'll go for the obvious one, so that might kick Brett out. We'll see. I'm going to go with Halloween.
Yes, indeed. Tom?
Escape from New York.
Correct. Brett, who doesn't like horror movies?
And it's going to be out at some point. Is he the one who did They Live? Okay.
Yes, he did. All right. Have you seen it?
Yes. I think that's the only Carpenter I've seen.
But this is correct. Mathieu.
I'll go with my favorites. Assault on Precinct 13.
That's a good one. Saul.
Okay, I'll go with my favorite also then. In the Mouth of Madness.
Haven't seen that one. I heard it's great, though. That is correct. Tom?
The Fog.
You know, that's one I'm kind of split on. I kind of like it, even though I feel like it should be better. But yes, that is a John Carpenter movie. Brett?
Well, if he did Escape from New York, I'm going to guess he also did Escape from L.A.?
Oh, yeah. We let the
thing skip by. Yes. Good thing. Yay! He did do Escape from L.A., a fun movie, in many ways a lesser one.
Yes, a crazy movie, absolutely insane. Christine is what I'm going to go with.
Killer car movie, correct. Saul?
Have we said Big Trouble in Little China yet?
You just did, and that is correct. On to Tom.
Prince of Darkness.
Correct. Brett, can you get a third Carpenter movie?
Probably not. Halloween 2.
Did not direct Halloween 2, but that's a reasonable guess. So Brett is out. We go to Mathieu.
Yeah, the sequel strategy has its limits. I go with Dark Star.
Yes, I think that was his first feature-length movie. It's one I have a lot of affection for. Saul?
I'll go for his remake of Village of the Damned.
Yes, haven't seen that one. Is any good?
No.
No, but look, I don't have a high opinion of Carpenter in the first place, so that's...
I love Carpenter, and that's crap.
That's something for another episode, but I find him incredibly overrated, but that's a subject for another podcast.
We'll do a Carpenter episode at some point, maybe. Tom, you're up.
Seen it, but I think it's Carpenter. The Ward...
Yes, that's his most recent feature-length movie. Didn't get a lot of attention. That is correct. Brett is out, so we're going to Mathieu.
I'd say Starman, which is another one that Brett could see. It's not violent at all.
Non-horror, non-violent. Love that movie. Saul?
Okay, let's go for a non-horror Carpenter, because I'm actually very partial to Memoirs of an Invisible Man.
You're getting the obscure ones, which is very impressive.
Yes, actually a really good film. Chase. I actually prefer it to most of his horror films.
Oh, no kidding. All right. Keep that in mind then. Tom, you're up.
I think I'm struggling now. I was about to say Memoirs of an Invisible Man, but Sol beat me to it with that one. Pretty sure most of the obvious ones have gone, unless I'm missing one. Yeah, I'm going to have to bail on this one. Good luck again, guys.
Fair enough. You are right. The obvious ones are gone. We're down to only a few. Matthew, any ideas?
I think there's only two left. I'm not sure of the last one, but I do have Ghosts from Mars.
Correct. Yes. And Saul, can you name one?
I also did one, I think, in the late 90s called Vampires.
Yes, he did. Now, you said you think there's only two left.
Yeah, there's still one.
We are actually including TV movies, so he has a few left.
Oh.
Mathieu, can you name any more?
Actually, I think there's another kind of bad one, but that I can't remember. TV movie. Can I think of a TV movie? Yes, he did an Elvis one. Is it just called Elvis?
Amazing that you got that. Yes, I see it here. I can't believe he made an Elvis movie. I have no idea what it's about. Or, I mean,
It is about Elvis Presley. Yeah, it is about Elvis Presley. But
yes, he made a movie called Elvis, a TV movie. Saul, can you keep going?
Yeah, I think he did a TV movie around the same time as Halloween called Someone's Watching Over Me or Someone's Watching Me. I think it was called Someone's Watching Me. Yep.
Yes, Someone's Watching Me. That is correct. I'm counting up how many movies we have left. I think there is one TV movie left. Matthew, can you get it?
No, I'm out. I'm out.
Saul, can you get the final movie?
Yeah, he did one in the 90s, I think, with Tobe Hooper. Starts with a B. Because I remember because I saw up one of the horror challenges. Body Bags.
Oh, crap, that's right.
Huge get. Folks, we've completed the entire John Carpenter filmography. That was super impressive, especially Saul. You don't like his movies, but you certainly know them very well.
No, I've seen them all, so I know they're all crap. They're not all crap, but, you know.
I admire then your persistence. Admire your persistence in going back crap movies.
What's the omnibus film with all the horror shorts? You know, he did the one with In the Plane? Do you know, Saul?
The Twilight Zone.
The Twilight Zone, yeah. Would that have counted?
I don't think he worked on the Twilight Zone. I don't think he was one of the four directors of that.
I think it was Joe Dante, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. Okay. Maybe. Okay.
Anyway, we're on to our next director. Saul, you get to start us off. And this is the great Indian filmmaker Satyajit Ray.
Okay. Well, I'll go for the obvious one then. Partha Panchali.
Correct. Tom?
I will go with The Big City.
Correct. Brett?
The Music Room.
Yes, indeed. Matthew?
Yeah, I'm going to be short-lived in this one because he's a huge blind spot, but I do know the third one in the trilogy is The World of Apu.
Yes, correct. Back to Saul.
The Lonely Wife.
That is correct. I'm just checking because I actually don't know.
The original title, I think, is Charulata.
Yeah, Charulata.
Oh, fair enough. Yes, it helps. I don't know his filmography very well, so I'm just sort of scanning IMDb. Yes, Charulata. Tom?
The Adversary.
Okay.
So I will go with The Stranger, which is his last film, I believe.
That's an excellent one.
Matthew?
I think there's one called The Goddess or Devi in Indian or in Bengali.
Yes, indeed. Saul?
Okay, I'm going to go for the one which I thought Tom was mentioning when he said The Adversary, which is The Middleman, which is a great film which Tom refuses to watch because it's not in high definition.
Oh, I understand the idea there and waiting for maybe a better release. But yes, that is correct. We're on to Tom.
The Coward.
Yes, indeed. Brett.
I don't think we've mentioned the middle film of the Apu trilogy yet, have we?
We have not.
So I think the English title is The Unvanquished.
Is that the alternative title of Aparajito? I think it is, yes.
That sounds familiar.
Correct.
Yeah. First one is. Yeah, okay, good.
Matthew?
I'm out.
Fair enough. Saul?
Have we said The Chess Players yet?
We have not. That is correct. And we're going on to Tom?
I'm struggling now. I've definitely named all the ones that I have seen, and I'm trying to think of any other titles. There's a couple that I'm leaning towards, but I feel like I'm going to guess and get them wrong and give someone else the point. Yeah, no, I think I'm going to have to bow out on this one.
All right, so Tom and Mathieu are out. It's just Brett and Sol. Brett, can you name another Satyajit Ray movie?
I think it's Days and Nights in the Forest.
Yes, correct. Sol?
Yeah, he did a pretty interesting comedy in the late 60s. I don't know if it's got a different English language title, but I think it's called Guppy Guy Bagabine. Good luck searching for that.
Yes, I have it right here. I'm trying to see if there's an English language title. I'm not finding one, but let's say it's correct and hope that the pronunciation was somewhere right. Back to Brad.
Yeah, that was the one I had in mind too. I know there are a ton more, but I think, like Tom, I've said all the ones that I've seen, and if I missed one, I feel I'm going to kick myself later. Is there one called Duo?
No, I don't think there is.
Yeah, I'm probably mixing it up with another South Asian director then.
So, Saul, if you get this, you get the point. Otherwise, it's split.
No, I think he gets the point because he went first this round.
Oh, yes, correct. So, yes, Saul, it is your point.
I was just going to say, because actually there was a sequel to Guppy Guy and Bagabine called Hirak Rashi Deshi or whatever. There was a sequel to it, so I could have named another one, but that's fine. I'll take the point, and I won't butcher any more names of titles.
Maybe the better choice. You move into the lead with that point, incidentally. You have a one-point lead over Mathieu.
Okay.
So, for our fourth director... Tom will get the first shot at it, and this is the American director, Catherine Bigelow.
Okay, let's start with The Hurt Locker.
Correct. Brett?
Near Dark.
Love that movie. Mathieu?
Zero Dark Thirty.
Indeed. Saul?
Point Break.
Correct. Back to Tom.
I'm struggling now. You guys have named all the ones that I was thinking of initially.
It's a good strategy to go for the most well-known.
Yeah, go for the obvious ones. trying to think what she's done since Zero Dark Thirty, but I can't.
But there is one, if that helps.
Okay. No, I think I'm out on this one as well.
All right, on to Brett.
I think the movie's just called Detroit.
It is. That is her most recent movie. Mathieu?
She did a submarine movie called K-19, The Widowmaker, which is a great name for, I think, a bad movie.
I would agree with that, and has Harrison Ford with a ridiculous Russian accent. We're going back to the accents episode by accident here. Saul?
Have we said Strange Days yet?
We have not.
Oh, no.
Tom is out, so it's back to Brett.
Yeah, I'm out. I can't think of any others.
All right, Mathieu?
I can only think of the obscure ones. So I'd say them. The Way of Water is a film that exists.
Yes, it is. Haven't seen it.
Oh, that was her. I knew that one. Dang it.
Saul, can you match?
Yeah, she did one with Jamie Lee Curtis, I think, called Blue Steel.
Yes, I believe she did. Yes, here in 1990. All right, Mathieu.
I think I'm out. I don't know. Near Dark is the one with the vampires,
indeed,
right?
Indeed, and it's been named already.
Yeah, it has. So, yeah, I'm out.
All right, so if you get this, you win the point.
I think I'm out also.
Fair enough. So you two split the point. You each get half a point, which means that Saul still maintains a one-point lead.
So which one was left by Curiosity?
Oh, by Bigelow? Let's see. The Loveless, which was her debut with young Willem Dafoe. That's it, actually. Just The Loveless. All right, so for our fifth question, Brett gets the first shot at this, and we're going to the great Canadian director, David Cronenberg.
I know.
Brett loves horror movies, but he also has some partiality to Canadian cinema, I believe.
Yeah, I think this is Saul's to lose.
Probably.
But I'm going to make sure I don't mess up the names of these titles. I'll start with Crash.
Yes. On to Mathieu.
He directed like 5,000 movies and Saul has seen all of them. I mean,
yes.
The Fly.
Yes. Saul, which of the 5,000 will you choose?
Oh, it's not 5,000. I think it's about 20 to 30, but I'm going to go with the Videodrome because that's the most obvious one.
It is, I believe, your favorite movie, correct?
Yes, it is.
Right. Tom.
Scanners.
Yes. Brett.
A History of Violence.
Yes, Mathieu.
Eastern Promises.
Correct. Saul?
Naked Lunch.
Indeed. Tom?
Dead Ringers.
Correct. Brett?
Biter.
Yes, I really like that one. Don't know why I didn't get more attention. Mathieu?
Maps to the Stars.
Yes, Saul?
The Dead Zone.
Correct. Tom?
Cosmopolis.
Indeed. Brett?
Rabid?
Yes, he did. That was one of his earlier movies. Mathieu?
I think I'm out already. I can't think of the name of the last one.
Fair enough.
And I haven't seen much. So yeah, I'm out.
Saul?
The Brood.
Correct. Tom?
Shivers.
Yes. Brett?
Brood was the one I was thinking of next.
Hmm.
Oh. I know this. Madam Butterfly.
Yes, he did direct Madam Butterfly, didn't he?
Someone turned into a fly in that one.
He did a butterfly movie as well as a fly movie? I'm not sure that happens, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so on to Saul.
I don't think we've said A Dangerous Method yet.
No, we have not. Tom?
I was going to say A Dangerous Method, so I'm now clutching at straws trying to think what we haven't said so far.
Covered most of them, actually.
Yeah, I've got
left.
A big list of the films on the on my pad I've written down, and they're all crossed out, and I cannot think of any more. So I'm afraid, yep, I'm out of this one.
All right, it's down to Brett and Saul. Brett, can you name another Cronenberg movie?
It's, I know Saul knows it, so me talking about it's not going to give him anything, but it's the one he just did with Viggo Mortensen.
Yep. Yeah, I can't think of the title either.
No,
yeah.
And it's something so obvious that as soon as someone says it, I'm like, yep, that's it. But I can't think of it. And I know there are sequels to this film, but I don't know if he did any of them, but I'll give it a shot. Scanners 2?
He did not do Scanners 2. So Saul, if you can get this, you win the point.
Yeah, well, the film which Brett is thinking about is Crimes of the Future.
Thank you.
Indeed. And he actually made two feature films with that title.
Yeah, I knew he used the same title, and I just... Good job, Saul.
All right, we are...
How many did you have left, Saul?
We didn't say existence either. I just thought of that one.
Oh, yeah.
The
yeah.
only one that's remaining.
We haven't said Stereo, which is his other big early film together with Crimes of the Future, the 70 version.
Oh, I missed that one. Good point. Indeed, Saul knew them all. We're moving on to our next director now, and Mathieu will have the first shot of this. This is the French director, Claire Denis. Do I have that right, Mathieu?
Yes, yes. We did an episode on her, so...
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, we'll have a quick recap of that episode, I guess.
Which one is the most obvious? I guess I'd say 35 rom, so 35 shots of rom.
All right, on to Saul.
Okay, I'm surprised that you think that's the most obvious one. I'm going to go with Beau Travail.
No, I didn't. I just gave up on finding which one it was.
Yes, I think that's definitely her most famous. Tom?
Friday Night or Vendredi Soir?
Nice.
Indeed. Brett?
Did she do a film called White Material?
Yes, she did. Well done. Back to Mathieu.
Let's go with High Life.
High Life is correct. Saul?
Chocolat.
What? Oh, yes. Sorry, yes. Yes, correct.
Chocolat.
yes.
I don't know how to pronounce it in French, but yeah, can you get more chocolate? I don't know.
The point is, you got it right. Tom?
I've got one in my mind, and I really enjoy it, but I just can't think of the name, and this is going to drive me mad. Let me see if I can think of any other one that's just... I can think of numerous films, but I just can't think of the names of them. That's so annoying. Yeah, sadly, I'm going to have to pass on this one.
Fair enough. On to Brett.
U.S. Go Home?
So, back to Mathieu.
Trouble Every Day.
Yes. On to Saul.
I'm going to go with her most recent one, Stars at Noon.
Correct. Brett?
Yeah, no, I'm out.
We're down to Mathieu and Saul. Mathieu, can you name another Denis movie?
Well, I'm out too. I cannot think of another one.
So it's your point if you get one.
Yeah, I don't know either. So I'm out also.
All right. So is that all three of you were? No, it's Mathieu and Sol gets the point. Is that correct?
Yes. Yep. Yeah. Okay. What was left?
Well, let's see. Bastards was left. Not a movie I like. Something called Both Sides of the Blade. Let the Sunshine In. A TV movie called The Braging Camp. There's a bunch of others.
Should have gotten Bright Sunshine In. I've seen that. It's good.
All right. We have two more. And for this one, Saul will start us off. We are going with the Polish director, Andrzej Wajda.
I'm going to go with Canal.
Correct, Saul. On to Tom.
Ashes and Diamonds.
A great one. Brett.
I'll complete the trilogy with A Generation.
All right, so we covered the war trilogy of Wajda. Mathieu, can you name any others?
I'll go with one I'm sure I can pronounce, Danton.
Yes, indeed. Saul.
Man of Iron.
Right, Tom.
Man of Marble.
We got two of that trilogy now. Brett.
I'm not going to guess it because I might get the wrong element. So there's one. I think the English title was Sweet Rush, and I think the Polish might have been Tatarak.
Correct. Nicely done. Mathieu.
I think he did Diabel.
Yes, he did. Oh, no, I'm sorry. He did not. That was one of the other Polish directors. I can't remember.
No, the Andrzej. Okay, well, I'm out then.
So Mathieu is out. On to Saul.
Yeah, I think he did a film quite recently called Katyn or Katyn. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Oh, Katyn.
Yes, the second one is correct. He did do that movie. A very personal project because it is the story of his father's death in some ways. Tom.
The Promised Land, one of his best films, in my opinion.
Indeed, his real epic, attempt at epic filmmaking. Brett.
Man of Steel?
I believe that was already mentioned, but I won't hold that against.
It was Man of Iron and Man of Marble.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, those were the two mentioned, yeah.
So in that case, I think I have to say you're wrong there, because he does have one other Man movie, but it's not Man of Steel.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Zack Snyder.
I mean, it was a last-ditch effort.
So we're down to Saul and Tom. Saul, do you have another Wajda movie?
Yeah, there's actually one in the current World Cup round on the forum, which is Innocent Sorcerers.
Well done. Tom, can you name one?
Yeah, I think he's been in previous World Cups, and I think the one was called Korczak.
Yes, Korczak would be the pronunciation. But yes, correct. Love that movie. Back to you, Saul.
No, I give up. I can't think of anything else.
Tom, if you get one, you steal the point.
I do, but can I get one? That is a good question.
I'm cheering for you,
Tom. Covered all the most famous ones, definitely.
We have, yeah. And he's a director I really enjoy. And I keep meaning to explore more of his filmography, and now I'm wishing I had. Can I think of any more of his films?
Well, Adam, did you say there was a third Man of film?
I did drop that hint, which maybe wasn't fair, but yes, there is a third one.
Okay.
I haven't seen it. Tom, any ideas?
No, I can't. I'm at a loss. I can't even think of a guess for the... Yeah, I'm just going to have to call it a day there.
All right. In that case, the point is split between Saul and Tom. The third Man movie was Man of Hope, or released in certain countries as Wałęsa Man of Hope, which is a biopic of the Polish Solidarity leader Lech Wałęsa, who's actually briefly featured in Man of Iron. All right. We are on to our last director and our last question of the entire contest. Tom will kick us off here, and the director is Francis Ford Coppola.
Okay, let's start with The Godfather.
Correct. Keeps coming up. Brett.
Godfather Part 2.
That one is also correct. Mathieu.
Apocalypse Now.
Yes, indeed. Saul.
Okay, well, since we're covering the big four in the 70s, I'll go with his best one from the 70s, which is The Conversation.
I would agree that's his best, but that's certainly, that could be its own episode. Tom.
Okay, I'm drawing a bit of a blank here, which is worrying. I've got one in mind. I just can't think of the name. This is really bad as well. Such a big director, and I can't. I've just drawn a blank. I've not seen this, but did he do one called The Rainmaker?
Yes, he did. All right, you moved to the obscure realm. Well done.
The Godfather Part 3.
All right, here we go. Finish up The Godfathers. Nothing more to mind there. Mathieu.
I'm going to go with the unquestionable best film in his filmography, Jack.
I mean, who can deny that Jack is his best movie? Saul.
Tucker, the Man in His Dream.
Yes, indeed. Tom.
I can't believe that I didn't realize we hadn't said The Godfather 3. That's appalling. Got one in mind. I know who's in it. I know the cast. I can see images from it. I just can't think of the name, and it's driving me mad. Did he do The Outsiders?
Yes, he did. Yeah. Well done.
Clinging on.
We're moving back to Brett.
There are two that I can think of, but I can't get the title exact for either. I think it's... I'm going to butcher the... Tetra?
I'll give you that. Tetro. But yes, I'll give you that point. I mean, I'll give you that answer. Mathieu.
I was keeping that one in my back pocket. One from the Heart.
That's yes, the one. Got the title off. Okay.
Okay. For more 80s Coppola, I'll go for Peggy Sue Got Married.
Correct, Tom.
The one I've been thinking of all this time, Rumblefish. Great film.
Mm. Yes, indeed. Back to Brett.
Yeah, back to Brett. Can you tell this is not my strong point? I know he did something else in the 70s, but I can't remember what it's called. Or maybe he didn't, and I'm just making up a movie and associating it with him when it's really another director.
Maybe you're thinking of a screenplay.
No,
but he didn't. I don't think
I know writers even less than I know directors, so I'm very surprised if I'm thinking of the screenplay. So I'm going to go out with blazing guns and say... I give up. I don't know.
Mathieu.
Bram Stoker's Dracula?
Indeed, Saul.
Youth Without Youth?
Correct, Tom.
I've run out of films. I'm going to take a guess, but I feel like it might be Scorsese, but is there some kind of music documentary, Take This Waltz or something like that?
This Waltz is a Sarah Polley movie, I believe.
Okay.
The last waltz. The
last waltz.
Which is
yes, yeah, there that we was go. It. But that's Scorsese, is it? I presume. Yeah.
So Tom is out. Brett is out. We're on to Mathieu.
Yeah, I'm out too.
So it's your point if you get one.
Okay, I think he made a film about the same time as Tetro called Twix.
That was terrible as well. I've seen that.
Well done, Saul, and folks, that completes the round and our contest. I will now reveal the results in reverse order. Tom in fourth place with 6.5.
Yes.
Brett in third place with 11. Mathieu came so close in second place with 15. And Saul pulled away at the end to win the contest with 18.5. Saul, you are our champion. You get no prize, but you have our admiration.
Marvel. Okay, thank you. I don't feel like I deserved it because it's only the last round that pulled me up. But okay, thank you, everyone.
We were basically tied
before. You were consistently good the entire game.
Yeah. Thank you all so much for participating. I hope this was fun. I hope our audience enjoys it as well. Perhaps if everyone enjoys it, we'll do another in the future. But until then, thank you for listening to Talking Images.
And thank you, Adam, for organizing it, because that's the real work. I mean, we just showed up.
Absolutely.
My pleasure, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
I really like putting together trivia contests. I would do it just for fun, which I guess is what I did. All right. Thanks, everyone.
You have been listening to Talking Images, the official podcast of ICMForum.com.